Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, again, as usual, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to show you something that it aired on September 15th of 2006, and it's amazing, and I love it when people are very particular about what people do and what people say, especially when they lie to us and they're found out for their lies. And I've said this 100 times, friends. You know, the bad guys do what the bad guys do, and they think that they're going to do what they do without people catching them in the truth of the matter. And you know why bad guys lie, right? Bad guys lie because they know the truth. And it's because they hate the truth. I mean, not that we care. I mean, it's our job, friends, to call them for what they are. And it's our job to be the light that reproves the darkness, Ephesians 5:11. And I'll tell you what, this is one of those cases where I just smiled and I thought, oh boy, did you nail this one. But this is what I'm going to show you is a video of George Bush on September 15th of 2006. And this guy, he was another bad con man. And there was nothing upright about this guy. This was one of those guys that was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. And every step of the way, that's all he did was parrot the lies that he was told to tell. And that's exactly what he's done. There's no truth in the guy, John 8:44. And there is consequence, by the way. And you can read Proverbs 19:9 when you get a moment to check out what the consequence of lying is. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. But interestingly enough, this individual was caught again and again. And I'm talking about George W. Bush and how he made reference to September 11th, 2001, and how many times he was caught in the lies that he told concerning September 11th. And again, friends, you got to consider now in the present, this is now what, 22 years later, here we are, and how much truth has come out concerning September 11th from the alleged plane that hit the Pentagon. P.S. Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, had to sue the government to release the film concerning the plane that allegedly hit the Pentagon. And of course, there's no airplane. That's why they had to sue the government. How many lies have they been caught in? Well, here's another one to add to the list of lies, and I want you to pay careful attention, because this woman, I had to watch it 2 times just to catch on to what she was doing here, and it was fantastic. And again, I praise God for people that are very specific in paying attention to the details, because you always find the devil in the details. Isn't that right? That's absolutely the case as to what I'm about ready to show you now. Listen carefully. Remember Remember, we were told, and we're still being told, and they're lying to the up-and-coming generations, that it's been two planes that were hijacked by Muslims. Listen, friends, the Muslims could have never dreamed of the things that the American government has done to its own people since September 11th. And what's taken place over the last 21 years is the fact that people don't pay attention to history. Who would know better than our forefathers? Remember when James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into America, let me say it again, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, he said it will come under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Has it been a foreign enemy, friends, that has capitalized off September 11th, or has it been yours? And has it been the globalists, friends? You know the answer to that. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Check this out, folks. Hope. For some reason, we did not check that. Sorry about that. We're going to go ahead and do that again.
Attacks.
Listen.
The information that the Central Intelligence Agency has obtained by questioning men like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has provided valuable information and has helped disrupt terrorist plots, including strikes within the United States.
Listen carefully.
For example, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed described the design of planned attacks on buildings inside the U.S. and how operatives were directed to carry them out. That is valuable information.
Listen carefully.
For those of us who have the responsibility to protect the American people.
Yeah, yeah.
He told us the operatives have been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping.
Did you catch that? Wasn't this the same guy after September 11th that said either you're with us or you're against us? Isn't this the guy that appointed a war concerning what was going on in Iraq to steal away their natural resources in which over a million Iraqis innocents died? Along with Saddam Hussein, who was put up by the likes of the CIA and Rumsfeld? Wasn't it General Wesley Clark that told us that we would never have been in Iraq had there not been natural resources to take? Wasn't it the Vice President of the United States of America that profited from the Iraqi war more than anybody else when he made $34 billion off of stealing the Iraqis' oil? You all remember this, right? Out of their own mouths, they're telling you what they're responsible for. Now you have George W. Bush saying exactly how the attacks were carried out. Did you catch what he said? Listen again. Could you repeat that, please, Mr. Bush?
He told us the operatives had been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping.
Wait a second. Isn't that what all the firemen said? All the eyewitnesses and ear witnesses said that there was an implosion and explosions going on? Detonating throughout the building on the bottom? Isn't that what George W. Bush just got done saying? Explosions? He never said anything about airplanes, friends. He said the explosions went off, is what he said. See, this is why you have to pay attention to the details, friends, because they were busted again. I'm going to play it out for you one more time for you to hear it for yourself.
It's the 5th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. The information that the Central Intelligence Agency has obtained by questioning men like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has provided valuable information and has helped disrupt terrorist plots, including strikes within the United States.
Again, listen carefully.
For example, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed described the design of planned attacks on buildings inside the U.S. and how operatives were directed to carry them out. That is valuable information. For those of us who have the responsibility to protect the American people. He told us the operatives had been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping.
Isn't that what happened? Absolutely, that's what happened. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done
done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Oh, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go ahead and check those out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Don't forget to subscribe. Top left side of the page, Sons of Liberty Media. Top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Also, if you'd like to call in, please do stick to the topic. We're going to get to the main topic after this segment. I'm just kind of giving you information that's been overlooked once again. And I want to go over to this point right now after I give you the phone number if you'd like to call in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, if you're a first-time listener to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, when I tell you something, I'm not just throwing it out there. I had a lady, as a matter of fact, who is an idolater, and she is stuck on the new thing. If it's a new politician, she was lied to the last one. It takes her 4 or 5 years to catch on to it. Once she catches on to it, she says, you know, I can't support that anymore. And then here comes the next one, and she just attaches herself to that next idol. If it's not a radio show host, it's a politician. If it's not a politician, it's a said preacher, self-proclaimed preacher. And she likes to always show more false grace and false mercy, and she has the audacity to call it love while she withholds reproof, correction, and instruction, which is found in 2 Timothy 3:16. Now, I'm saying that for the very reason that I do my due diligence. I never throw anything out there where I cannot verify it. As a matter of fact, what I like to do is I like to continuously give it to you from themselves, okay? Because that way, then nobody can say anything. And we do that continuously here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We verify the things that we say. We have to. And we're being censored for verifying. folks. We're being censored for telling you the truth. Just again, for the record, okay? You don't get censored for lying, friends, because that's what they do. You don't get censored for going on and parroting this political language that's been made to make lies sound truthful. No, you only get censored when you expose it, right? And I'm talking about Mark 3:25, and I'm also talking about Luke 12:2 here. The reason I'm saying that is because when I tell you you're given a handful of presidential candidates, and I tell you that they're all a part of the same machine, per se, they're all little puppets on a string. They sold out the American people. They're not making reference to constitutional law. They may say constitution, but they never make reference in specificity to the Constitution. For example, if I say someone's committing the act of treason, I always give you the place in the Constitution where you need to go. Like line upon line, precept upon precept. If I'm talking about treason, I'll say Article 3, Section 3. And if I'm talking about treason, I'll predicate that conversation on Scripture as it comes up into my mind by the Holy Ghost. That's a gift, friends. Read 1 Corinthians 12. And so when I'm doing that right now. And I want you to understand that all the presidential candidates that you've been given, I think there's just a handful of them now, right? Just ignore the 900 to 1,000. Go to ballotpedia.com, and I'm going to continuously say this until the American people get it in their head that they're doing the same things, and that's exactly why they're getting the same results. They're being played by these stooges and these clowns in the circus of politics. Well, Vivek Ramaswamy is another one of those guys, just like I told you. Did you know, as a matter of fact, thenewrepublic.com just highlighted the fact that Mr. Ramaswamy paid Wikipedia editors to erase his Soros fellowship in COVID work. Why is that? You know who's not doing that? Donald Trump. Man, I'm telling you what, his followers are so blind, friends. Those people are just going headlong straight into the hell that he's leading them to. There's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end is death, Scripture tells us. And how many warnings have we been given for such men as those that are being thrown to the American people as options to become the next president of the United States of America? Remember again, friends, what Roosevelt said back in the 30s. He said, presidents are selected. They are not elected. And what's worse, Americans, is you know this to be true. And this is going to continue on until you, Americans, say no more of this. So again, we have another candidate thrown to you as the good guys, right? The Republican Party, which doesn't exist constitutionally. Another one's thrown to you as the good guy, friends. And only to be found out to be the fraud that he is once again. Don't forget about the other 900 to 1,000 other presidential contenders running for the president of the United States of America. The reason they're being censored, the reason they're being ignored, is because many of them are actually qualified to become the president. They can actually speak the language of the United States Constitution. What's thrown in front of you right now is a bunch of foreigners to the Constitution. For example, going back to Donald Trump, he talks about our purified democracy. Really? A purified democracy, huh? And how many stations across this country in the conservative movement continuously parrot the things that Donald says? Oh my goodness, friends. Read 1 Kings 13:33. They promote the lower sort and they put them up in positions of high places to lead them to bring down the standard, friends. Here, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the standard. Read Acts 17:34. Jesus Christ is the one that we are to follow. John 14:6. There is no other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. Period. Cool? We good? All right. Let's go to the next point. Did you see this? Number of illegal aliens flagged as possible national security risk reaches terrifying milestone. What happened to that wall that was supposed to be built by Trump? Joe Biden's being blamed for that. You see how it works? They're two wings of the same bird. How are they coming in? Well, the federal government's attacking those that are actually guarding the borders. like our friends over in Pinal County in Arizona, talking about Sheriff Mark Lamb and crew. Last time I had a conversation with him, he said, Bradley, it's getting worse. It's not getting better. You have the federal government attacking your military for doing their job in protecting America. What's worse is the American people stand down and they tolerate this. They are not supposed to stand down and tolerate this. They are supposed to hold those that are violating or transgressing the Constitution accountable to the Constitution. When I hear these numbskulls, and that's exactly what they are, sit there and talk about how they're supposed to just take their orders, sit down, shut up, and don't ask questions, I got a question for all of them. What country were you born and raised in? I have a son right now that is going to constitutional law course right now. The first thing they told him is nothing supersedes the Constitution. It only supersedes, I add, the Constitution when the American people fail to be the law. I just got back from the Minnesota State Fair. In the process, I showed my family, I said, look at all these brand new apartment buildings all the way down there, an hour and a half drive just to get there. The heartland of Minnesota, all these brand new apartment buildings going up. I said, who do you suppose is going to occupy those brand new apartment buildings? All of those illegals that are being lured in here by the treasonous governor, Tim Walz, and the treasonous attorney general named Keith Ellison, who wants to bring in 200 to 300% more Muslims who mean to conquer America. They're not here to assimilate. Who do you suppose is going to occupy all of those apartments? And what's interesting, and I brought this up three or four times now, but do listen carefully. There's corporate buildings three and four lengths long blocks right next to these brand new apartment buildings. And they have these little cities. The little cities that they're talking about, the 15-minute cities that Donald Trump's trying to sell you right now. You better fill in the blank. Who is filling in those positions for those corporate jobs? Americans, everywhere you look, they're hiring. Why are you not working? Whenever I see someone panhandling out in the street, I say, hey, go get a job. They're hiring there. They're hiring there. They're hiring there. They're hiring there. And if you don't work, you don't eat, brother or sister. They don't want to work. They want money. As you can turn around after you get some of these people that are enabling these individuals out there to stay on the street and not work. Well, they would call that love. That's not love. No, love would tell them, go get a job. What do? You follow these people around for a little bit. You see they got brand new clothes on, brand new duds, brand new t-shirts, brand new pants, brand new shirts, brand new backpacks, and smoking a pack of $12 cigarettes. Well, you enable them so they don't have to work. Hey, folks, these are the people coming in to the United States of America. They are the ones that are going to occupy those apartment buildings. They are the ones that are going to occupy those jobs. And guess what's going to happen? They're going to be made the head, and you're going to be made the tail. And you are enslaving your children right now by standing down and tolerating this corruption today in your local government. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. Tens of millions of Americans are expected to feel a heat wave that will bring 100-degree temperatures this week. Eastern and central U.S. were sizzled over the holiday weekend, with some cities seeing record highs. It's likely to be between the lower and high 90s today. That word impeachment is floating around again with lawmakers.
Tennessee Republican Representative Andy Ogles on Newsmax announced it's go time to start impeachment proceedings against President Biden.
I mean, look, you've got tens of millions of dollars that have been accepted by the Biden family. The evidence is there. Come on.
I'm Lance Pry.
Congress will be back at the nation's capital today after its summer break. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell could address his health situation this week after he had a second freezing moment where he suddenly stopped speaking at a press event. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I was just telling you folks, the State Fair is now over. We were there for 12 days, actually 14 for us. That was probably about 42 hours of driving back and forth. Oh my goodness, that's two trips to Florida from where I live, folks. We got through it, but we got a brand new book, Soldiers of the Cross. The head of gun organization in America actually just read this book, and he just ordered 30 of them for all of his church overseers, his elders of his church. So they are available, and you will have your orders in about 3 to 5 days. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you'll find everything that you need to find right then and there, okay? Okay, so yesterday I wanted to get to the topic that I'm going to bring to you today. And most people, and I brought it up several times, and it's important that I bring it up again because I want you to hear it for yourself. Who are the two or three individuals in the United States, namely governors, that the mainstream media is trying to ostracize for doing the right things? Ron DeSantis, we've exposed that guy enough for you to understand who he is from A to Z, okay? And I also bring up not only Greg Abbott, but I also bring up none other than that of Christine Noem from South Dakota. This woman is a straight up con artist. I don't know who thinks she thinks she's talking to, but she expects you to take her for face value. She continuously blows her own horn, telling everybody about how she's a freedom fighter on the cause of the people in the state of South Dakota. Well, I want to show you something, and I want you to see this, just so you understand, conservatives. Let me stop there. Yesterday's liberals is what they are. Matthew 5:13, they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot. I want you to understand, Americans, you're in trouble by what you have allowed those that call themselves the right to redefine a conservative for what it is. A conservative is not there to fraternize a little bit with the enemy like they do today. They're not there to be diplomatic, where Ben Franklin said that diplomacy is seduction in another guise. But that's what you're going to get in just a moment here, and you'll see it for yourself. Conservative doesn't mean compromise, where two men both agree on what they both know is wrong and then sell it to the people as being right. But that's what these people are doing. And so when we talk about their two wings to the same bird, the right and the left, I want to tell you something, and I want you to understand clearly as to what I'm about ready to tell you. The left, as they call it, is the fruit of what you call the right. Because it's the right that's pushing the propaganda more than from the left that you expect it to come from. What are you talking about? I get about 200 to 300 emails every single day from conservative organizations. By the way, conservative is all rooted back into Christ, where he said we are called to be the salt of the earth. You know what salt does, friends? It stops putrefaction. Okay, all this moral decay that you see taking place in your country, that's not conservatism. That's a lack of. Okay, we're to be the salt of the earth. We're to stop the putrefaction. Okay, not go along with it, not to succumb to it, like what you're seeing today. That is not what defines conservatism. Okay, again, we're to be the salt of the earth. We're to be the right in the sight of God as we follow the Christ. And we hold to the absolute truth, regardless of what may come. That's what proves our Christians. That's what proves that we're Christians, friends, is the fact that we don't falter. We don't falter between two opinions like Elijah said to the hypocrites on Mount Carmel in 1 Kings 18. No. We hold to the truth. We hold to the living God. We hold to the Constitution, period. Okay? Just wanted to make clear. Now, what I want you to see is I want you to watch as they sold her to you and as they continuously sell her to you as a GOP warrior. Doesn't constitutionally exist. Okay? And she continuously highlights the fact that she did the right thing during the pandemic. She is the one that didn't shut down the state. She is the one that did the right thing here, there, and everywhere. Well, friends, I'm here today to tell you that that's just not true. So instead of just highlighting this, because we have actually brought Jordan Mason on, who's inside of government in South Dakota, who took Kristi Noem to task, but I want you to see for yourselves, because we have all the articles, we even have the signatures from Kristi Noem shutting down her state, yet she continuously tries to sell to you that she is the warrior of all warriors. You ready for this, folks? This woman is an embarrassment. She should be ashamed. She's a liar. She's not a good liar. And again, friends, these are the best that you've got today. This is her at the NRA. And I want you to, I'm going to play this out because I want to highlight some of the things with the NRA, too. The National Rifle Association, you know those guys that have continuously sold out the Second Amendment year after year, decade after decade, century after century. You know what I'm talking about? Those guys? Okay, cool. Just want to make clear. Now, look at how these two cons work together. And you'll understand more as I commentate throughout this video. You ready for this? Check this out. This is Kristi Noem at the National Rifle Association get-together.
Continue to fight for freedom. And that's what I'll do. As I look around this room, I see resolute faces prepared to stand up for honor and for good sense. You are prepared to defend our right to keep and bear arms. I also see a media at the back of the room who insist that we're crazy for doing so. prepared at times to shame us and to demonize us. I know they'll attack me for giving this speech and what I've said. But if they think that that's going to stop me, then they weren't paying very much attention during the pandemic.
She's a liar.
It's not just the media and the big government.
You know, I want to say this real quick. She's there because of all the individuals that don't know the difference. Okay? She's there because those people there that are shouting her down right now don't take the time to know the facts.
It's not just the media and big government that are attacking our rights. Now we've seen banking institutions go after industries that they disagree with. Have you seen that they're threatening to withhold funding, cancel loans, and holding them to a different standard than how the left is treated?
Left.
None have been more impacted than those who support.
Okay, so one question again. When you meet with these politicians that are running for office, that are being highlighted in the mainstream media, ask the question what she means when she says the left. Ask them to define the left. Friends, I've done it I don't know how many times. They cannot define it. They'll say Democrat, then you ask them to make reference in the Constitution, then they go dumb on you. These are the people you're allowing to lead when in fact the leader is the Lord Jesus Christ. They're to uphold the law as representatives in our representative form of government, not to lead anyway, but to do the right thing, and they promised that they would do so. Right?
For the Second Amendment. Well, not on my watch. I won't stand for it, not in South Dakota. So I'd like to ask Wayne,
honey,
if he would come back out here and join me on stage, because today I'm going to be signing an executive order to protect your God-given right to keep and bear arms from being infringed upon financial institutions.
Okay, so one question, because I'm sure there's a lot of people right now looking at this and saying this is all good. Well, the intent is, the show that she's putting on right now is really good, but why do we need an executive order when we already got the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights? We don't. What is she doing? She's pulling attention to herself. She's aggrandizing, right? Attention to herself because she wants the people. She's gloating in herself because she wants you to believe the lies that she just told you. Continuously follow through this with me, please.
So we'll welcome Wayne to the stage.
Now, by the way, you all know who Wayne LaPierre is, right? Wayne LaPierre is the CEO of none other than the National Rifle Association. Now, I want you to see this because you guys remember the big scandal around that of Wayne LaPierre, right? Funneling money from the NRA. Listen to me, NRA supporters. Remember he was caught funding his $6 million mansion. Now, I'm all for capital. I'm all for a capitalist nation. No doubt about it. I am. I love capitalism. No doubt. No question about it. But when you're taking money from people that you're selling to your constituents, your supporters, as always being an emergency, you are acting just like a politician. You're fleecing those that are supporting your organization for more money to do what? To do the job that you're already paid to do. But again, as long as those supporters don't know the difference, they're going to keep giving more money. And everything that they do, they throw another emergency at you so they can get more of your money. Do you remember when Wayne LaPierre, he was busted actually funneling money into his $6 million mansion here? This is who this Wayne LaPierre is, just so you know. He's another politician. They say things, sometimes they do things that are good, but the fact of the matter is they have been fraternizing and forfeiting your God-given rights every step of the way, NRA members, just so you know. Not every one of them. But the head of that organization cares more about his $6 million mansion than he does about your God-given rights. And the fact of the matter, again, let me just go back to the bare essentials. We already have the Second Amendment. Okay? See, you wouldn't need all these organizations, folks. I'm a ministry. There's a big difference. You wouldn't need all these organizations to go and fight for your rights
If you understood that God has called you and commanded you and obligated you to fight for your own rights, you have the Second Amendment, period. You don't need these organizations. You don't need to be giving them money if you are willing to stand your own ground. The reason that you're supporting them is because I guess many are not willing to stand their own ground. I'm going to come back to Savage Christy Noem from South Dakota, selling herself as one of those freedom fighters, a warrior on the behalf of the South Dakotians. Friends, South Dakota and Florida are honey traps. Don't tell me I didn't tell you. We'll be right back. I'm going to show you some more of this in just a moment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. Get out here, Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You know, again, let me just reiterate this because I want to cement this and I want to put another nail in the coffin of this nonsense that these politicians play in front of the people. Here we have, as it says on the headline, Savage Christy Noem. I mean, it's ridiculously embarrassing. But she's going to write and sign an executive order making sure bankers who, oh, by the way, the Second Amendment already prevents them from doing the things that they're doing. But she's going to go ahead and she is going to bedazzle all of those at the NRA's meeting to show you what she means and how she means it when she signs on to an executive order telling all those banking institutions that you cannot marginalize, you cannot demonize. You cannot polarize certain groups of people because they want to buy ammunition or guns and weapons and the such. Really, friends?
You really believe in this nonsense? We already have those God-given rights, right? But one of the things that I like to highlight here is always before when you read the Bill of Rights, read the preambles because they're very important so you can understand why they were written. Okay, listen to this. The conventions of a number of the states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstructionism, right, or of abuse of its powers that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added as in extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficiary ends of the or the institution. That's what the Bill of Rights are, friends. The Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. Why does Christine Noem have to garner more attention unto herself playing the freedom fighter or the warrior governor for the people in South Dakota? Oh, just hang on a second, friends. It gets better. Let's watch the rest of this nonsense, and let's listen to some more of her lies so I can show you blatantly what the people knew in South Dakota being completely in stark contrast to the lies that she was telling you. They told you the truth. Check this out. There's Mr. Con Man and Con Woman.
Today I will sign an executive order to protect the God-given right to keep and bear arms from being infringed upon by financial institutions.
I mean, she's acting like she's some demigod, like everybody just cannot wait to see what she does next. That is not a representative government, friends. This is a demigod attitude that she's taken.
My executive order, effective immediately, blocks state agencies from contracting with large banks that discriminate against firearm-related industries.
They don't have the right to do it in the first place.
Wayne, in 1787, Thomas Jefferson wrote a letter to James Madison, and he talked about how committed he was to freedom. He made this point in Latin, but it translates as, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." Today, with this...
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Christy. We could never do it without you, Christy. No, the opposite is true.
I'm not sure. Do you have a microphone, Wayne?
I don't.
You don't. I get to put words into your mouth then.
There you go. You're doing great.
Wayne is extremely grateful to me for doing this for the NRA today.
On behalf of everyone in this room, gun owners throughout the country, and all our members and firearms owners in the great state of South Dakota, Governor, God bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Stay right here.
God bless you for doing your job. Nobody should have to tell you thank you for doing your job.
This is Executive Order Number 2023-04. The State of South Dakota Office of the Governor, I will be signing it on behalf of protecting those industries related to the gun and firearm industry from being discriminated against by financial institutions.
Okay, again, laws already prevent that, so I don't know what this is outside of another fundraiser, and you can guarantee it and rest assured that is exactly what it is. Okay? So now, in spite of what she says, isn't it interesting that the MitchellRepublic.com, they actually told the truth to the American people. She loves to, again, sell herself as the warrior for the GOPs. And the savage Christy Noem, as the conservatives have blindly led along concerning her lies. It's interesting that the Republic highlighted the fact that at a look at Governor Noem's claims that South Dakota never shut down for COVID. Isn't that interesting? Standing before a crowd of more than 100 Midwestern legislators gathered in Rapid City Convention Center this week, South Dakota Governor Christy Noem repeated a line that she has been dropping around the country from cable news to conservative political conventions. In South Dakota, we got a little bit more attention for not ever closing businesses. This is what she continuously said. To light applause at the Midwestern Legislative Conference, a nonpartisan association of 11 states and 4 Canadian provinces, 4 seasoned observers of the Republican governor, it's her in South Dakota, we never shut down speech. Really? She never shut down. Oh, wow. That's interesting because here's the facts. She has before on Tuesday, July 13th, Noam hit the highlights delivering a postcard-sized version of her administration's pandemic response, boasting her team didn't engage in defining what businesses were essential and avoided any shelter-in-place mandates. It's a mantra, however, perhaps masking as a sales pitch for potential presidential runs. Isn't that interesting, friends, that she has previously said that she has no interest in, that is qualified by a spat of executive orders, nearly 30 in total. And remember, only executive orders are valid if they are congruent to the U.S. Constitution. Outside of that, they are nugatory, null and void. Null and void. Okay, so with that, they also highlighted the fact that Rep. Linda Duba, a Sioux Falls representative, told Forum News Service this week that those were stay-at-home orders if she ever seen them. What Kristi Noem did in her state, friends, is she basically tried to shield herself, make herself impervious from what she was responsible for doing in her state. Now, I want you to see this. She tried to distance herself from her own John Hancock, her own signature, giving her subordinates in the state the power to shut down at will. This is a list of all, if you can see on social media platforms right now. I do not have time to go through each and every one of them, but what they are is, I'll give you a couple headlines. In South Dakota, we got a little more attention. It says, a look at Governor Noem's claim that South Dakota never shut down for COVID. Christopher Vander Rasick, Mitchell Republic, he highlights the fact that that's what they were. Coronavirus, Huron closes bars and restaurants after more cases reported. Rapid City Council votes to proceed on business closures for coronavirus. Brookings City Council passes ordinance closing some businesses, restricting others. Hey, friends, got a question for all of you good people that are moving to South Dakota right now. You're moving there because you thought Kristi Noem was who she claimed to be. I'm here to tell you that she is not. And so are the good people that are from, that are grandfathered into the state of South Dakota. They're trying to tell you that what she said and what she did were two different stories. Furthermore, all of you people that are watching and listening right now, one question for any governor in any state of our union goes to the president, go to all three branches of the government. You tell me where one of them had the constitutional authority to shut down anybody's business. You show me where any one of those that I just highlighted had the constitutional authority to force somebody to take an experimental jab. Somebody please tell me where they ever had the constitutional authority to make you put a mask on your face, because if you don't, then what we're going to do is we're going to incriminate you for not going along with it, said the airlines. Can somebody show me that? I didn't think so. Can somebody also show me where the CDC has authority, the WHO has authority, NATO has authority, the UN has authority, the NIH has authority? Can somebody please show me where they ever had the authority to do it? Then if that's the case, they don't have that constitutional authority, then why were the said governors signing executive orders that were unconstitutional, shutting down small businesses? Oh, and mind you, for the sake of time, Planned Parenthood stayed open. Liquor stores stayed open. Big corporations stayed open. Hey, friends, you want me to keep going? Because it keeps going. They were targeting small businesses just like Kristi Noem. And what they were doing is they were aggrandizing more wealth, accumulating more wealth for their billionaire buddies. Just think about this. Strip joints remained open. But little businesses, small businesses throughout the United States of America were shut down, only to drive all of that business that the little man lost to their corporate buddies. And what did they do? They grew their wealth to 27% more, the billionaires did across the globe, thanks to the governors like Kristi Noem. Don't tell me about how she's a fighter on the behalf of the people.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.